From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting a setback to the Islamic State in Iraq. The Iraqi government has pronounced the provincial capital Ramadi recaptured from Islamic State fighters, ending an offensive that began in mid-November. The IS group captured the city in May. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner Monday welcomed the news.
We commend the government of Iraq and the brave Iraqi forces that have displayed such tremendous perseverance as well as courage in the fight to return Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province, back to the Iraqi people. The coalition has supported this operation every step of the way with hundreds of airstrikes and through our train, advise, and assist program and has assisted Iraqi forces to effectively maneuver and counter ISIL's maneuvers and tactics in this very complex environment.
Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi said the new year 2016 will be the year the Islamic State is driven from his country. And he added Iraq's second largest city, Mosul, is next. In northern Nigeria, the death toll from insurgent attacks has gotten higher, with dozens more killed, perhaps as many as 80, and scores of others wounded in separate attacks blamed on the Boko Haram militant insurgency. In and near the Borno State capital, Maiduguri, early Monday, many were killed in shootings and blasts. A twin suicide attack killed at least 30 others in a busy marketplace in the town of Madagali, some 150 kilometers southeast of Maiduguri in Adamawa State. An army counteroffensive this year has recaptured most territory held by the militant group, which has resorted to hit-and-run attacks on targets such as markets, bus stations, and places of worship. The six-year insurgency has left some 20,000 dead. This is VOA News. A Russian vessel carrying more than 11,000 kilograms of low-enriched uranium left Iran for Russia Monday, part of the July nuclear agreement with Iran, a development hailed by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry as a significant step toward fulfilling Tehran's commitment to the agreement. Regional analyst Ian Lustig at the University of Pennsylvania says it also demonstrates Russia's ability to be a positive force in the Middle East.
The Russians have now shown that they can be effective in the Middle East when it comes to weapons of mass destruction. You'll remember that the chemical weapons in Syria were removed according to a plan advanced by the Russians, albeit after threats from the United States. And in this case, the threats came from the United States and from Israel, and Russia again stepped in, at least to provide the venue for the delivery of these materials.
Iran, awaiting the lifting of sanctions, is also obligated to remove thousands of centrifuges used to enrich uranium and redesigning a heavy water reactor so it can't be used to produce weapons-grade plutonium. A new national poll suggests the highest number of Americans dissatisfied with their government's anti-terror response than at any time since the 2001 terrorist attacks. Fully 40% of those surveyed by the cable news channel CNN and the Opinion Research Center believe the terrorists are winning the war. Tom Sanderson is director of the Transnational Threats Program at the Centers for Strategic and International Studies in Washington.
I would certainly say that ISIS is very strong. They are on the march in many places. They are losing territory in other places. But generally speaking, I do think that ISIS is showing itself to be a durable, effective, persistent, lethal threat. And we should be doing more to counter that threat, but I don't think we need to act like we are under siege and under attack and that this is an existential threat.
Coming weeks after the Paris and California attacks, the survey finds three-quarters of Americans surveyed critical of the Obama administration's anti-terror response. Rival Burundian factions, including a government delegation, took part Monday in talks in Uganda aimed at ending months of political violence that has left hundreds dead and caused tens of thousands to flee. Members of the opposition and civil society also took part in the mediated talks under the auspices of the East African Community. Monday's meeting designed to lay the groundwork for negotiations in earnest expected to get underway January 6th. Nine died, hundreds more were left homeless by fires that engulfed hundreds of shacks in Cape Town, South Africa. Officials said the blazes occurred on the weekend. Severe weather across the U.S. left more than 40 dead over the Christmas holiday weekend. A combination of snow, sleet, hail, tornadoes and flooding created massive travel problems. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.